welcome to the Becoming Superhuman podcast. My name is Dr. Nirvani Umadat. I've spent years working as a dentist and researcher. I've traveled all over the world, and I've built a business that has allowed me to help thousands of people. I've studied conventional, ancient, and spiritual sciences. And through these studies, I've realized merging science with spirituality is necessary for us to understand who we are. I'm here to help you up-level your life, mind, body, soul, and become your own version of superhuman. Hello, and welcome to the Becoming Superhuman podcast with myself, Dr. Nirvani Umadat. And today I wanted to take some time to introduce myself and introduce this podcast and give a little bit of context for what I am wanting to create with the conversations and the discussions that this podcast will bring. So to start off with just a little bit about myself, I have spent many years in the conventional paths of academia and conventional dental practice. And now 13 years or a little over 13 years into my practice, I think I've just had a wealth of experience and really allowed myself to flow into many aspects of private practice, of business, of healthcare, dental care, academia. And I've been able to put all of those things together and come to what I believe are some interesting and unique conclusions about the way we view health, the way we view our place in creating, maintaining, and improving our health, and the way that we have really disconnected from certain parts of what amplify our health. And in that way, I think that there are a lot of people looking for answers about how to become healthier, how to build a healthy life, and wanting to take responsibility for aspects of their physical condition and maybe not necessarily feeling as though all of the tools are ready and available to them. So in the last 13 years or so of my own practice, as I said, I've spent time in private practice, as well as in different realms of research. And some of those were academic research, so working with universities. And I think that gives me a unique perspective on, one, really putting a lot of energy into building a practice. And I ended up building what has become a successful 7-figure dental practice and a team that has now helped thousands of people in the community. And over the years, I personally have been involved with dental trips that have helped people in very remote places all over the world. And I say that not to brag, but I say that to say that I have experience in building something that would be thought by many and is still thought by many to be an incredibly powerful engine for helping people and creating value in the world and doing so through an aspect of healthcare, in this case, dental care. And I was able to do that well enough that I have actually been recognized as one of the 100 most powerful women in the country of Canada. And that was incredibly honoring for me, but also made me realize that some of the paradigms that we hold around success and around being helpful are paradigms that need to be examined. And, you know, when you're in a place where you have the opportunity to leverage your connections, your experience, and your time in a particular industry, I think for me, what I saw is that I was in a really good place to actually take a step back from where I was and almost as an outsider looking in, try and see what are the driving paradigms within healthcare. And why does it seem like there are more people getting sick than getting better? And how do we, as not only healthcare professionals, but as people who want to live into the highest versions of ourselves while we're here on Earth, how do we really do that in a way that feels honoring and integrous and holistic and really fulfilling in some of the fullest, most abundant ways that we can create those feelings for ourselves? So what I would like to say is, in my observations of all of that, what I have found is that science has done an incredibly good job of separating spirit from itself. Meaning that as a scientist, or as one that wants to be considered a serious scientist, the idea that you would even today link those two things together, meaning science and spirituality, or metaphysical forces that are responsible for directing our physical reality, if you try to link those things together in most scientific circles, you would likely be laughed out of the room. So we now look at most scientific principles and most biological principles as purely physical. So it's an incredibly mechanistic, reductionistic way of looking at the complexity and the magnificence of humans, to really reduce us down to nothing more than physical creatures that can be manipulated by physical things, is really when you go into our conventional medical system, whatever path you decide to take within it, that's essentially what you come out believing, is that for every physical thing, there is a physical cause and there is a physical band-aid that you can apply to that disease. And in my time within that system, and in my time assessing the effectiveness of that line of thinking, and then in addition, having my own experiences that tell me and affirm for me that we are physical beings that are an expression of source consciousness, or a spiritual form of energy. And that source consciousness, that spirit that informs the physical reality that we find ourselves in, is just as real, and if not more so, responsible for how we physically express in this world. And our conventional systems, our medical system, our educational system, our financial system, although they're all powered by energy and by forces moving through those systems that are physical, there are equally non-physical forces that align all of the physicality within these structures and systems. And we are not only not cognizant of them, I believe we are actually educated out of looking at any non-physical contributing factors, contributing forces, so that we really just look at our lives and look at our positions here and our time on earth as a physical experience and nothing else. And that is an incredibly limited perspective to hold if you want to live in to the fullest form of your life, which is what I believe we all came here to do. Whether we do it is up to every single one of us, but our time here was meant to be spent merging the spiritual forces that direct the physical world and the physical manifestations of those forces. And I know that that could sound a little woo-woo or interesting, but I mean, whether you believe it or not, the non-physical forces that are surrounding us and really universal principles to our existence here are directing our physical world and our physical reality and our physiology, all of it. And so the faster that we can get back on track, because these are scientific principles that were valued and honored at one time, and it's only been within the last 150 or so years that we've really separated that spiritual component out of science to make it entirely based in physicality. But when we start to honor the merging of these things, and that one is just as, if not more important than the other to recognize, I think that we're going to start shifting into this entirely different paradigm of science and health. And that is what I am so excited about creating here in this podcast and in my time behind this microphone, because there is a source consciousness, a spiritually conscious force, or many conscious forces that are not physical that inform our physical reality here. And if we can live into that, that allows us to express our unique form of beauty into this world. And that is true for each and every one of us. The faster we each recognize that truth, and we can hold that in our hearts, we can hold it in our minds, and we can express our truest, most unique form of beauty out into the world, that is a shift that this world is now ready and waiting and needing from each and every one of us. And if I can do my part to express what I believe is my unique form of beauty, and in part, it is what I hope to produce with this podcast, I feel as though there is value in that to each and every one of you who choose to listen. And if I can spark something inside of you to recognize the superhumanity that is innately available to you if you choose to unlock it and access it and cultivate it and grow it, that is what I hope to do here with the Becoming Superhuman podcast. So I wanted to take some time to really express that, to make that known to each and every one of you, and to ask you to embark on this journey of not only self-discovery and harnessing the power that is already within you, that is already innately a part of you, that is asking to be unleashed and unlocked, but taking that and moving it out into the world in a unique way that is uniquely yours. If I could inspire anyone listening to do that, that would make this a totally worthwhile endeavor. And from the bottom of my heart, for anyone who listens and who takes the steps that I believe are simple, not easy, to move into their highest versions of themselves and unlock and cultivate and grow their own superhuman success, that is such a beautiful thing. And I just want to honor anyone who steps into that next phase of becoming who you were meant to be. So I think in sort of creating a framework for how we do that, one thing I would like to suggest is that we each take responsibility and cultivate a sense of sovereignty over our lives. And we have outsourced at this point so much within our lives, including most aspects of our health. And understandably so. I mean, convenience is one part of that story, but also so is confusion. I think there are so many different sources out there. There are stories out there. There are different ways that things have been marketed and messaged. So if you are really trying to take responsibility for yourself and do your own research, that can be incredibly confusing because there is all kinds of information and a lot of it is conflicting. But what I would suggest is that in this phase where we are now starting to rejig this sense of science and what it is to be scientific and what it means to actually take things and apply them to your life, I would invite you to consider that in your time here in this life, you are living out the greatest experiment that has ever been conducted to you. And you are also the researcher and the research designer of that experiment. So you are both the experiment and the experimenter. And in that, what that really means is that you take responsibility for the things that happen in your life, and you take responsibility for applying the things that make a change in your life. So in science, we have this sample size idea where, generally speaking, most scientific studies try to have as large of a controlled, stable sample size as they can, meaning the number of participants that have been involved in a scientific study is as great as it can be. And that is to say that when you're a researcher, you want to say, well, I have a lot of evidence applied to a lot of people, and that makes this valid. And so what that has done over time is it has diminished the importance of a single person in a scientific study. And what I'm here to say is that this new paradigm that we are creating, but that is also already happening in science, because people are just looking for something different. They are looking for something that is actually going to be helpful for them in creating a healthy life and creating a life of meaning and creating a life where you can apply the things you know, is that N equals one, or the sample size of you, is probably the most incredibly important number you need to focus on going forward. So if something is supposed to work for a lot of people and does not work for you, maybe it's not supposed to work for you. And the more attuned we become to who we are, to how our bodies function, to how energy is moving through us, within us, around us, the more discerning we are able to be about different things that either are or are not for us. And I think really developing that sense of surety within each one of us and confidence about the things that we are applying to our lives is an important part of self-development, but also living into a place in humanity where you are authentically expressing beauty that is uniquely yours and that has been harnessed from a place of integrity and alignment in who you are and what you choose to do with your time here. So having said all of that, I want to thank you all for listening, for taking the time to invite me into your lives, and for embarking on this journey where each and every one of us finds a place of beautiful expression of our highest, truest, most authentic self. And we become the people who are examples of living that out into the world and creating the most beautiful superhuman experience that we can while we're here. Thank you.